Why is it important to memorize and meditate on Scripture? Find out today on Changed by Grace. Welcome to Changed by Grace. I'm Pastor Steve Herford. Today we're looking at 8 reasons for memorizing and meditating on Scripture. If there's ever a day when we need to hide God's Word in our hearts, it's certainly now. But are you applying yourself to this discipline? Do you see its need in your life? Let's learn why we should engage in this as we study together from God's Word. Now, before we talk about the sister to Scripture memory, which is meditation, I want to give you 8 reasons for memorizing Scripture. John Piper recently posted these on his website, and I wanted to share them with you. 8 reasons for memorizing Scripture. Reason number 1. Memorizing Scripture makes meditation possible at times when you can't be reading the Bible. And meditation is the pathway to deeper understanding. Now understand this. When you memorize Scripture, you don't always carry a Bible around with you throughout the day, so it makes meditation possible for what you've already stored up in your mind, right? You're at work, you can't always pull out the Bible. Unless you have one of those jobs where you can, you have some time to do that. But let's just count that throughout the day, you really don't have that opportunity to do that. So you're relying on what you've memorized. And maybe you're having a stressful day. Maybe you have one of those jobs that, you know, raises the blood pressure several times throughout the day. Gets busy and then it slows down, blood pressure goes down. Gets busy again, blood pressure goes up. And the only thing that can really help you is the written word. David said, in my affliction, your word has given me comfort. God's word. Maybe here's some bad news. What are you going to do with that news that you have just heard? Well, the word of God gives you stability. The word of God will counsel you. And you could take that word that you have memorized. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you don't feel like you're really seeing growth in your life. And but you memorize Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You've hidden that passage there, so you have that promise from God right there in the Word of God that he is doing a work in you. He is at work in you. Or maybe you have to do like David did in Psalm 103, where he has to tell himself, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." So he's talking to himself. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." And then he begins to recite those benefits to himself. See how important it is to have the written word in your mind? And I like what John Piper says. If you're going to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, you need to have some of it in your head. I can relate to that, can't you? If you're going to meditate on it day and night, you've got to have it right here in your head to do that. So, reason number 1, memorizing Scripture makes meditation possible at times when you can't be reading the Bible, and meditation is the pathway to deeper understanding. Think of how many times you take a passage, you keep going over it, now you have it memorized, and now you can quote it in your heart, you can say it out loud without looking at it, and then you do it slowly, and you begin to focus in on what each one of those words is saying. You begin to go a little deeper. Reason number 2, memorizing Scripture strengthens my faith because faith comes from hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and that happens when I'm hearing the Word in my head. That's pretty practical. We always need to be hearing the Word. Always. There's never a time when we could say we need to take a day off from hearing the Word. If you feel that way, that's the day you need it the most. But it will strengthen your faith. The more you hear it, the more you store it up in your mind, the more you quote it, the more you meditate upon it, it's going to strengthen your faith. Reason number 3, memorizing Scripture shapes the way I view the world by conforming my mind to God's viewpoint on everything. We all have a worldview. We all have a way in which we view this world. Do you view it through the lens of Scripture, or do you view it the way the world views it? Well, if you're putting the Word in your mind, then it's going to shape the way you view the world. And it's going to cause your mind to conform to God's viewpoint on everything. You're going to say, well, you know, I can't do that. I have people all the time inviting me to go have a drink with them. That's been happening a lot here lately. And I tell them, well, number one, I don't drink. I haven't drank in 26 years. Don't plan to start back now. Number two, I'm working. Can't do that while I'm working anyway. I don't want to do that. Lord Jesus Christ took that away from me. I don't want to go back to that. I like it when people ask, well, what happened? You know, why do you not drink? Or I have people say, man, that's good. And it tells me right there that they struggle with it and wish that they could stop too. Back then, when I was struggling with all that, I tried to get off one thing. I would start laying heavy on something else. It wasn't until I surrendered to Christ and He took it away. He did it. So changing our viewpoints, that's what God's Word does. Number four, reason number four, memorizing Scripture makes God's Word more readily accessible in overcoming temptation to sin, because God's warnings and promises are the way we conquer the deceitful lies of the devil. What did Jesus use in Matthew chapter 4 when He was tempted by the devil? How did He respond to the devil's temptation? He said, but it is written. What's He doing? He's quoting the Word of God, the memorized Word of God. You say, well, of course, it was easy for Jesus to quote the memorized Word. This was His Word. Well, maybe so. But you need to understand that a very diligent practice of that day was memorizing the Word. And many would memorize the entire law of God. They'd memorize the entire five books of Moses. Now, you're trying to read through those five books right now. Could you imagine memorizing them, memorizing all the sacrifices that you've been reading through in Leviticus? It's a lot there, isn't it? Well, let's just say this. If this is something that you had to perform in that day, you want to make sure you got it right. So not only are you going to read it, but you're going to memorize it too. But it does make God's Word more readily accessible. When you're tempted, again, you don't always have a Bible right there in front of you. And when you're tempted, sometimes the temptation is so strong that you might not want to pick up a Bible because you're yielding to the temptation. You want what that temptation is, that gratification of the flesh. Well, if you have memorized Word, guess what you got to cross over to yield to that temptation? The Word the Holy Spirit is bringing to your mind at that moment. As 1 Corinthians 10:13 would point out, the way of escape. Here, God is providing a way of escape from that temptation. Are you going to take it? And if you have the Word memorized, it's accessible. I mean, many times when I would be tempted, I would quote Romans 6. Romans 6 talks about how that we are dead to sin and alive to God. And I remember so many times of doing that. By the time I was down to verse 5 or 6, the power of that temptation was gone. It's just the power of the Word. You have that Word, it changes your whole thinking. It changes your whole viewpoint. It changes your whole outlook. Reason number five, memorizing Scripture guards my mind, making it easier for me to detect error. And the world is filled with error because the God of this world is a liar. When you listen to messages being preached, whether you're in here listening or you go somewhere and listen to someone speak or you turn on the radio or someone hands you a CD or a DVD and you listen to a message, do you have your discerning ears on? Now, see, if you have the Word memorized and you're in the Word, you can detect whether something that's being said is not right. And I'll do sometimes where I'll go, I'm not sure about what he just said. I need you to check that out. Make a note of that. Especially write it down right there, because if they're talking and they keep talking, you forget because you're listening. I can see us now running out. Oh, he said something. What happened? I got to run out and write it down, because if he keeps talking, I can't remember what he said. But the whole idea is you're putting the Word in. You're getting God's viewpoint. You're getting God's Word on all issues, God's viewpoint on everything. That will help you in detecting error. So that's another benefit, another reason why you need to memorize Scripture. So it makes it easier to detect error. And again, the world is full of error, because it's controlled by the God of this world, who is a liar. All right, reason number six. Memorizing Scripture enables me to hit the devil in the face with a force he cannot resist, to protect myself and my family from his assaults. What's the only weapon that you and I have? You go to Ephesians chapter 6, and he talks about the only weapon in that list. Everything else is armor. But there's only two things there that are really weapons that you and I have. One is the Bible, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the other one is prayer. We can't go through this world without a sword. Because the devil is the god of this world, and the devil is a liar. And if he's not shooting his fiery darts at you, then you've got to deal with your own sinful flesh yielding to temptation, right? So when you memorize Scripture, then you're hitting the devil right in the face with a force he can't resist. He can't resist the Word. People that run around and say, "I bind you, Satan," and so forth, that has no meaning whatsoever on Satan. It has no power over him. It's the Word of God that has power over him. Reason number 7, memorizing Scripture provides the strongest and the sweetest word for ministering to others in need. Again, if you memorize the Word, you put it in your heart, then you have something to say to someone when they're in need. You have the content of the counseling time because you have the Word. And reason number 8, memorizing Scripture provides the matrix for fellowship with Jesus because He talks to me where? Right here and nowhere else. See, when you hide the Word in your mind, you put it in your head, you put it in your heart, it provides a sweet fellowship because He's talking to you from His written Word, and when you pray, you're talking right back to Him. You know, one of the reasons Martin Luther came to his great discovery in the Bible of justification by faith alone was that in his early years in the Augustinian monastery, he was influenced to love Scripture by Johann Stapitz. Luther devoured the Bible in a day when people earned doctorates in theology without even reading the Bible. Yeah, they were doing that. Luther said that his fellow professor, Andreas Karstadt, did not even own a Bible when he earned his Doctor of Theology degree, nor did until many years later. Luther knew so much of the Bible from memory that when the Lord opened his eyes to see the truth of justification in Romans 1:17, he said this, "Thereupon I ran through the Scriptures from memory in order to conform to what he found." He had so many large chunks of the Bible memorized that when he came upon that great truth, his mind soared through what he had memorized. I mean, that's what happens. You're in the Word all the time. This is one way to find out if you're learning anything. You're hearing something taught, and something that's being said by the teacher or the preacher is triggering verses in your mind. Because you've looked at them, or you've meditated on them, or you've studied them. And it's triggering that constantly. And your discernment is being used at that moment. Is what he's saying true, or is it false? And you're going back and forth in that. When I listen to a message, that's what happens. My discernment is up, and I'm listening, and I'm taking in what is being said. And I'm comparing it in my mind with Scripture that I've studied, memorized, and meditated on. All that's going on while I'm listening to a message. And it should be going on in all of us. Going back to that book by Chuck Swindoll, he gives us 7 steps to help us in memorizing Scripture, and I thought it would be helpful to share them with you. And before you say, "Well, I can't do this, I just have never been able to do this," well, just ask yourself of some things that you've memorized, many without even trying. You know your Social Security number? I rarely run into someone who doesn't know their Social Security number, especially when you talk to anybody on the phone about any account that you have, they will at least say, "Give me the last 4 digits of your what? Social Security number to verify you are who you say you are." It's amazing now the stuff they ask. They want your address, they want your phone number. You know, it's like, man, you want my kids too. You know, they just keep nailing out all the stuff you got to share with them. Then I want to go back and say, "Now you tell me that I'm talking to the one that I think I called, and you verified this for me." Of course, they won't do that. But we memorize things like that. You memorize your phone number. Now, I know now with mobile phones, we don't have to memorize somebody's phone number. We can just store it in the phone. And there's phone numbers that I don't know that I normally would know if it wasn't for that process. But we have things like that, our address. When you first moved into that house or apartment or rental, wherever you're living, you didn't know the address. But I bet a few days later you did. When you first got a new phone, you didn't know the phone number immediately, but you did a few days later. The point is that you committed it to memory. All right, listen to these seven steps. Step number one, choose a time when your mind is free from outside distractions, perhaps soon after getting up in the morning. Got to find a place where you can't be distracted. That's why I said sometimes driving is the best place to do it. You know, unless you've got a carload of people with you or you got another person with you, unless you're going to do it together. That's one thing you can do and engage another person in the car with you and say, listen, let's work on this together. You can write it out on a 3x5 index card or write it out on a piece of paper or pull it up on your phone or whatever. What I do is, even on my phone, since I can't always carry stuff with me, I always have my phone with me, so in one of the Bibles that I have on my phone, I can pull it up, bookmark the verses, and bookmark it in the version I've been memorizing it in, and I can pull it up and review them and go back over them. You're always staring at your phone anyway, aren't you? Might as well use it for some good there. So you got to find a place that's not distracting. Step number two, you got to learn the reference. Some of you know verses, but you don't know the reference to it, so therefore you can't find it. It is helpful to have a Bible that you read and study out of and not have two or three Bibles that you're doing that, because you get familiarized with where things are. You can say, where does it say in 1 John 1:9? Or where does it say in 1 John, you know, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You say right there, 1 John 1:9, so we're on the right column, halfway down the page. Because your mind, every time you read, you're taking a snapshot. You're taking a picture in your mind of where everything's at. It's just like, guys, when we come home and if your wife's rearranged the house, you go, wow. I remember one time when, I think it was Teresa was pregnant with Kara, who lived over on Dunn Avenue. I came home from a camp. I'd been gone all week. I came home, she rearranged the entire house. What is it, ladies, when you get pregnant, you have to rearrange everything. I came in and everything was so out of place, I walked outside and looked at the house number to make sure I was in the right house. Everything was moved around. I'm not talking about just one room. Every single room had been changed. She's never done that again, but she does still do that, and I'm sure that y'all do that as well. But, you know, you take mental images, and after stuff gets moved around, you go, where's that at? Where's this thing at that I used to put this thing on? Whatever that, you know, Nathan goes, I need a thing. I was like, what is a thing? What is this thing you need? And now I do the same thing. I hit my toe on that thing, and that thing hurt, and they come up and go, you got a boo-boo? But learn a reference. Learn where it's at. If you're memorizing Philippians 1:6, then as you memorize Philippians 1:6, say Philippians 1:6 with it. Now, I know that it's hard to get references down. Numbers are more difficult to remember than words. But it is helpful if you do. Step number three, read each verse through several times, both in a whisper and saying it out loud. Hearing yourself say the words helps cement them in your mind. So, again, if it's Philippians 1:6, you read it in a whisper. But he who has begun a good work in you, that might be kind of loud, but you begin to say it to where your ears can hear it. Your heart can focus in on what's being said. Step number four, break the passage into its natural phrases. Surely he has borne our griefs, comma. And you learn that first section. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's another phrase. And you learn them line by line. I'll learn, you know, the first half of the verse, especially if it's long. I'll learn that first half of the verse. And then when I go on to the next, I'll add the first two phrases with it. And then now I've got three phrases to say. And you just keep doing that over and over. Step number five. I like this. Learn a little bit perfectly rather than a great deal poorly. Do not go on to the next verse until you can say the previous one perfectly without a glance at your Bible. So before you move on, Really nail it down, word for word. Word for word. Now, it's hard when we're reviewing with each other, isn't it? Because we don't always know what version that person is using. We really do know it could be the Steve version or the Willie version or the Romeo version or the Mike version, right? You might say, well, it's the New American Standard, and I'm using the New American Standard, and I'm looking at the New American Standard as you quote. I'm going, no, that's your version. But you know what I mean? Learn it word perfect. And use your family to quote it to and to help you with it. Learn the same verses together, and then you can check each other. So that's one way to do it. Step number 6, review the verse or verses immediately after you've gone through this process. 20 to 30 minutes later, repeat what you've memorized. Before the day is ended, firmly fix the verses in your mind by going over it 15 to 20 minutes. You can do it, of course, as you drive. Maybe you started out the morning going over the verse. That was your time in the morning. And then throughout the day, you stop for a break. You pull the card out of your pocket if you... You know, wear a shirt that has a pocket, you can pull it out and you can go over it. Or you get ready to drive home, or you do it during lunchtime. The point is that you're reviewing it over and over and over and over. And just because you get it down word perfectly, don't think that you'll never have to review it again. One of the things about putting some of these verses to music, it makes it harder to quote it after I've already learned it. And I'm told because it's stored on a different side of your brain. I'm a doctor, but I'm not a doctor. You got it? Okay. But I know this, that I can sing it sometimes easier than I can quote it. Are you like that? Does that happen to you when you learn it? Yeah? Okay. Step number 7. Use the verse or verses orally as soon as possible. After all, the purpose of Scripture memory is a practical one, not academic. Use the verses in conversation, use it in correspondence, use it in teaching, use it in counseling, use it in everyday opportunities. Relate what you've learned to your daily situation, and as he says, you'll be thrilled with the results. Now, all this that we've shared this morning, I can agree with Dr. Howard Hendricks of Dallas Seminary, who once made the statement, and we're paraphrasing, that if it was his decision, every student graduating from Dallas Theological Seminary would be required to learn 1,000 verses word perfect before they graduated. Now, I remember him talking one time, Chuck Swindoll, about a person, a young man, who was up for ordination, and he failed it miserably. They decided not to ordain him, and they told him, "You're not ready." Well, he went to him, and he said, "Listen, if you will apply yourself to memorizing Scripture, and we go through this process again a year later, there will be a tremendous difference." And he did. He took the challenge. A year later, he went back through with that ordination committee, and it was almost like a totally different person. He had memorized so much word, it was meditating on it in his heart, that when it came time to deal with ordination and the questions and so forth, the word was what was coming out. They gladly laid their hands on him and identified with him and his ministry. Because he had the word in him. That's what you're going to be ministering, is the word. So you've got to have it in your heart, right? This is certainly something we have to commit ourselves to. And again, this just brings us right back to where we started in Psalm 119, verse 11. You know, it starts out this way, "Your word." This is God's word. You want to know what God has to say? Well, you're going to find it right here in the Bible. This is His word recorded for us. You want to know what God thinks about something? Then go to the Bible. You want to know how to deal with a certain situation? Go to the Bible, because He has something to say. And His word is far greater, far superior than anything your friends or your family can tell you. Unless they're telling you His word. Right? So if you treasure it and you hide it in your hearts, the point is that you want it to come across your lips in daily conversation. Now, the sister to Scripture memory, and I'll just take just a couple minutes on this, is Scripture meditation. We read Psalm 1:2. I want to go back to that. So go back to Psalm chapter 1. Look at verse 2. Notice what the psalmist says again. He says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law, he meditates day and night. Now, that word meditate, it means to discuss or to ponder. It means to chatter or to chew the cud. This is the soul's chewing, as one of the Puritans said. It's basically disciplined thought. It's focused on a single object of Scripture for a period of time. You're focused in on Philippians 1:6 all week. That is all you're thinking about. It's Philippians 1:6. And you memorized it. Now you're quoting it to yourself. You're saying it out loud. Maybe you're sharing it with others. But you're meditating on it. You're chewing on it. Think about that. But he who has begun a good work in you. But he who has begun a good work in you. God is at work in me. I'm not left to my own. God's working in me. You pray, God, I want to be used. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you. Or like the person who called out, I think it was to Spurgeon, and said, Spurgeon, it is I. And he turned and said, but it is not I. Changed man now. Not the same person anymore. It's the Scripture that does that. You're having a focused direction, a focused thought of what he's saying. Notice he says that this is day and night. Wow, this is all the time. This is what God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. You focus on it all the time.
Do you focus on Scripture all the time? Do you memorize it or meditate on it? We just heard 8 reasons why we should do this, as well as the process itself. Now we're without excuse. Well, to help you with this process, we have taken today's message and prepared it on one full-length CD, and we're making it available today for a donation of any amount. To request your copy, call us today at 904-651-3351. If you'd like to get a free copy online, just visit our website at changedbygrace.org. At our ministry website, you'll have access to over 1,000 free MP3 messages from our ministry. Well, I'm Pastor Steve Herford, and I want to thank you for listening today. Changed by Grace is a ministry of Changed by Grace Community Church in Jacksonville.